With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Major belt tightening at the U.S. Department of Education. More than 1,300 employees will be laid off as the Trump administration works toward cutting the agency's staff in half, ultimately eliminating the department altogether. New study shows some $1 trillion in federal funds were used to advance the DEI agenda under President Biden.
The study was a joint effort from the watchdog Functional Government Initiative and the Center for Renewing America. In all, it found 460 federal programs infused with DEI mandates. President Trump has ordered an end to support for DEI in federal spending, but the Center for Renewing America warns because DEI is now embedded across the executive branch, it will take a sustained effort for DEI opponents to prevent it from making a comeback. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans have passed and are sending the Senate a Trump-friendly funding bill, averting an end-of-week partial government shutdown.
The chamber cleared the continuing resolution in a largely party-line 217-213 vote, with just one Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, bucking his party's leaders to back the measure. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky was the lone GOP no vote. Majority Leader Steve Scalise said Democrat opposition was purely partisan.
And maybe it's because Donald Trump said he's for it that then the Democrat leadership decided they were going to be against it.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries shared his party's point of view.
We oppose this bill. We oppose this partisan effort to hurt the American people.
President Trump supported the bill. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
25-year-old man hospitalized in stable condition following a fight among a group of people and shots fired early today outside a terminal at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. No word of any arrests. On Wall Street, the Dow features up 209 points. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over drag shows in Texas.
The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says Texas A&M's new rule barring all presentations that feature cross-dressing is a violation of the Constitution. The school's Board of Regents say drag shows demean women and include, quote, lewd content. The foundation is suing on behalf of the Queer Empowerment Council, a student group at Texas A&M that is seeking to stage a big drag show on campus sometime later this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights is taking a frontline role in President Trump's war on woke ideology in the schools. He has ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the Education Department sent a letter to 60 colleges warning they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. Candidates in a race that will determine the ideological bent of the Wisconsin Supreme Court set to square off in their only scheduled debate before the April 1st election. That debate tonight at 7. Liberal justices currently dominate the court. The election has attracted attention and donations from across the country. Aggie is back, the house cat somewhat worse for wear, finding her way back to her person 2 months after the L.A. wildfires.
Catherine Kiefer had feared the worst for her beloved pet after the Palisades blaze left her home in ashes. But a TikTok video with more than a million likes showed the emotional moment 82-year-old Kiefer and Aggie reunited at a veterinary hospital. TikTok users have since asked for daily updates on the cat, which has undergone several blood transfusions. Aggie's expected to be released to her family on Thursday. Keith Peters reporting.
Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. More details, SRNNews.com.